Hello everyone, welcome to this tutorial where we will create a universal Windows platform application. It is a very simple application for beginners to teach them how to use Visual Studio and serve as a small introduction to UWP development. In this tutorial I will create a simple BMI calculator. So we will start by opening Visual Studio, creating a new project. Under Visual C Sharp Universal Blank App, and we'll call it BMI underscore calculator. Okay. Okay, we will. Now we are in the main page. So we press main page and we are taken to the XAML editor. However, for beginners I will use another approach, which is to display the designer and to directly drag and drop XAML controls into the design window. And I will do this by view designer. Okay, so in our case it didn't work because we have to change the build, and this is done by going into project BMI calculator properties, changing the target version from 10586 to the earlier version, pressing yes. Okay, and now the designer appeared. We will use a vertical split, which I think is more convenient. And I will adjust the zoom to 33.33. Okay, so we will first start by designing a user interface. I will use the toolbox, and if the toolbox is not pinned here you can access it from view toolbox. Okay, so I will place a text box. Okay, put it around here. I will modify the text to say weight and kilograms, so the formula works, but I don't want the user to overwrite what I have written, so I will check this box is read only. Okay, next I will put a text box right next to it so that the user can input his weight there. I will remove the text inside and I will make this slightly bigger. Okay. Next, before continuing, I want to take note of this one so that later when we write our code, we directly know in which text box the user input is placed. So this is text box 1. Next, we will place another text box to get the height. And just as a reminder, I forgot to mention that in order to get the BMI, we get the weight and height of the person, and the formula to be used is weight divided by height squared. Just in case I didn't mention it before. So in here we write height, and the unit is meters, so the formula works. And again, I want it to be read only. Then I will place another text box for the user to put his height. Delete this. And I just want to make sure they are aligned. Okay. Then I will put another text box just for the BMI. And it will be something like your BMI is 2 points, and also I want it to be read only. Next I will put the text box so the user can enter, so that we can show the user actually his BMI, and we'll delete this. I will adjust it. Okay, so we now have an interface for our application. It is very basic, but no, this is a very basic tutorial at the end of the day. So last but not least, I would like to add a button to give our code some functionality. I will place the button in the middle and have it say get BMI or something like that. So get BMI with an exclamation mark. Okay, and in order to be able to give this some functionality, we just double click it. We are taken to the xaml.c# page where we write our actual C# code. So what will happen is that when the button is pressed, the code inside these two parentheses will curly braces will be actually compiled and used. Okay, so first we want to read the user input, so we'll start by saying var weight equal text box 1.text. Okay, but at this point I would like to mention that textbox.text gives back a string value. We don't want a string value, we want a decimal or an actual number to be able to work with it. So I will write before it convert dot to decimal. Okay, and we can see that it is a decimal now. Next, var height, the same thing, convert dot to decimal text box. I didn't take note which text box, let us see it. Height, it is text box 3. Okay, text box 3 dot text. Okay, let me just erase the space. Okay, now we have our inputs. Let us get the output. So let's say var BMI is equal to weight divided by the height squared. So it's height times height. Okay, so now we have the height, we want to display it. However, before doing so, I want to mention that because we are dealing with decimals, if we display the BMI as it is now, it will have a lot of decimal places, which is really not very useful for people like us who really don't want that much precision. So what we can do is create a new variable, var BMI 1, for example, equal to string dot format, and we will write this small piece of code. I will tell you what it does in a second. 0.00. Okay, I want to close it. Comma BMI. Okay, so what this statement does is it gives us back a string having only two decimal places, and the string is the string equivalent of this decimal. So what we need to do at the end is just output BMI1 to the appropriate text box, which is text box 5. So it's just text box 5 dot text equal VMI 1. Okay, we will save our work and we will debug run without debugging to check our output. I will select this mobile emulator. Debug, start without debugging. And this may take a while because it's the first time we are running it. Okay, a couple of seconds more. Okay. Okay, so for example, you enter our weight 70 kilograms, our height for example 1.7, get the BMI, it's 24.22. So that's it for our tutorial. We have created a very simple application that shows some functionality and it gives you a nice introduction to UWP, which right now is the thing. So I hope you enjoyed it and thank you very much for watching.